neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
The Midrash brings about three different characters that Ribono Shel Olam kind of surprised them and asked them, put them on the spot. One was Adam HaRishon. He asked them, where are you? The other one was Cain. Where is your brother? The other one? No, we get to Moshe. But there's another one, Bilam. Bilam, as you recall, Hashem came to him and says, who are these people with you? Remember?
Yes?
So what happened? You know, when Balak sent people, recall? So then Hashem came and said, who are these people with you? Right? So now the question is, why Hashem put him on the spot?
He was a good friend.
What was the response? When Hashem asked Cain, what did he say?
My bodyguard.
Very nice. When Hashem asked Bilam, what should he have said? He should have said, both of them, what are you asking me? You know. Right? They should say what? They should say,
while you're asking, you know.
He said, of course you know. Right? So now here, there's a very, very negative expression about the response that they gave. So now, we go back to last week's parasha. Parashat Shemot, Ribono Shel Olam asked Moshe, what is this in your hand? Remember? It says, Ma ze biyadecha. What did Moshe say? Hashem asked Moshe. Yeah.
Said Mate.
No, Moshe did not respond.
Nothing?
Said it's a stick.
The stick?
Yes.
So was it a good answer?
No. But that was what
was the answer?
No, we just explained.
Should have said, you know what is in my hand.
The same way that Hashem asked Chaim. That he should say, why are you asking me where my brother is? You know, the same way that Hashem asked Bilam or Adam. And there's another example, Chizkiyahu HaMelech, there's another scenario there. So now, here, Hashem is asking Moshe, what is in your hand? What should he say?
You know.
But what did he say? But did he give a good answer?
Yes. Correct answer. No. Not good answer, but that was the truth.
What difference does it make?
It's like, what is this in your hand? It's like, oh, it's a stick. And then he's like, oh no, it's not a snake.
No, why he should give such an answer?
You should send your
Ribono Shel Olam. You never know what you have.
Peda kardin.
You never know what you have to say. Even if
it's Pasuk Bet, chapter Dalit, Pasuk Bet. Vayomer Elav Hashem, Ma Ze Beyadecha, Vayomer Mate. You should say, Ribono Shel Olam, you know better. Why are you asking me? Don't say.
Sometimes it doesn't help your mind to give the right answer. And you say, what is in your hand?
Yeah, it needs alignment. The mind needs alignment.
Okay. So what happened now?
No, you cannot say it sometimes doesn't come. You have to align your mind, train your mind to give good answers. No?
Yes.
So,
but you are in control at all the time.
I understand. But who owns the mind? You own the mind, or the mind owns you?
We should own the mind.
The mind owns you. That's how it is. You say whatever you like. You do whatever you like. You go whenever you want. You come whenever you like. Why? Because you're under the control of the mind. He is controlling you. No, sir.
Right.
And that's when you don't know identity philosophy.
Probably the time problem. To learn. They even don't charge you. So right. So now here, what's happening here? Why Moshe is giving such an improper answer to Ribbono Shel Olam? It's very, very puzzling.
You didn't get alignment yet.
It's a good answer, see? You're running.
Does he rush to answer?
You're not supposed to rush. Rush is not Jewish. You know what rush means? Hebrew, you say in Batit Padel Chana, Resh Shin. You know what it means? Rush? John?
It's a Resh Aleph Shin, Rush. There's a Yud in the middle.
No, that's Resh you mean. No, Rush. You don't know what it means? Rush. Rush means poor. Poor.
Like Ani?
Ani, yeah. Right. You never heard about rush? No? Yeah, means poor. So now English, they use it as rush, somebody that is always in rush. So that means he's poor. Yeah, because he feels, you know, when he rushes, he gains. But that's not true.
So why should Rabbeinu make such a mistake?
Ah, very good. So you have to look in your Chumash though carefully. He says, Ya Pasuk Bet, he says, Vayomer Elav Hashem, Mazeh Beyadecha. How does he say, Mazeh Beyadecha? Chazak Baruch. In Sefer Torah, the way it's written, what is this? It doesn't written, Ma Mem He Zayin He. Many Chumashim, they show you exactly. You understand? There's a He missing. That's how it's written in the Sefer Torah. So Hashem told Moshe, Masa b'yadecha. But the way he said it, actually Hashem meant Mize. What does Mize mean?
From this.
With this. Hashem didn't ask him, what is?
He said, what is witness?
No. With this. No, Ba'in. With this. Because there's a hair missing. So Hashem meant to Moshe that with this that you have in your hand, I have to beat you up. Mize beyadecha, I have to beat you up. That's what Hashem said.
Where does he say the I have to beat you up parts? I missed that.
What do you do with the stick usually?
You beat someone.
You understand?
You beat someone. Yeah.
He can show you after tefillah. So now it makes sense. So it makes sense now. Why? Because he's not asking Moshe Abraham Shalom a question that he would respond mate. He's telling him the way I'm telling you to go. You didn't tune in with me, no, this, that, you know, I cannot, you know, they don't believe me. So, Mize biyadecha, I have to beat you up. Now, the interesting part, and so what happened. So now, here, the interesting point here is, now he's holding something, right? So, what is this? So, threw it on the ground. So, what happens when he threw it on the ground? He came to the snake. What does it mean? Here, the Torah is teaching us, everybody in life likes to hold something. What is it? Some people like money, some people like kabod, some people like food, sleep. There are many things that people, they have it in their hand. That ga'ava is the most delicious thing, you know, you can ever have. Yeah.
It's very
fine. Yeah. So, but it's worth it. Yeah. Yeah, it gives you such a, such a boost. So now here, Moshe Rabbeinu Alav Shalom was told, Ribbono Shel Olam, threw it on the ground. What did it become?
Snake.
What does it mean? That Ribbono Shel Olam is telling Moshe Rabbeinu Alav Shalom, see, what you hold in your hand, this is a nachash that you're trying to only and only beat people with it. This what you hold in your hand. Mize beyadecha. This what you're holding, That is causing pain, niche, a bit of the snake for everybody. What is that supposed to mean? Of course, B'Shalom Shalom is not trying to hurt anybody. You see? No, it's not trying to hurt anybody. So here the message here is that many times we are involved with matters that we feel, maybe it's a mitzvah. Maybe nobody minds. Maybe it's good to do. But how do you know it's not a snake in your hand? How do you know? Shem Yizakeno, Tebezad Hashem, Yisrael B'Yeshuot, B'Solot Tovot, B'Karov. Koilani Shomot, Halel Ko Haleluko, Koilani Shomo, Nishomo Sheli. Koilani Shomot, Halel Ko Haleluko, Koilani Shomo, Nishomo Sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.